where you feel you need to be and you need to play at all?
I mean, whatever the coaches do, I'm all with it. I'm just going out there and just try to be out there with my teammate and support them and go out there. And if I have to play, I have to play. I mean, it's my job to play football, and I know that. It depends on how long I'm playing for, so it doesn't matter to me.
I know all that, but how much do you feel like you need, really?
I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I mean, wherever the coaches think I need, need stuff to work on or just the stuff to look over another opponent, I mean, I guess I got to go out there and do it. I can't complain. I'm not going to be selfish. I'm just going to do whatever they tell me.
Jamal, do you know how many fantasy football covers you have?
Nah, I don't even know. I just don't even worry about that.
Jamal, a lot of people say the era of the running back is kind of coming to an end. When you were growing up, that was a position everybody wanted to
be. Yeah.
How has that changed?
I don't think it changed. I think it depends on what type of style of running back you have. You have a power back, you know what I'm saying? It's not more like a lot of power backs that can't catch the ball. And if you have like a skilled back that is like an athlete, can run and catch the ball like a wide receiver, I think that can bring the game back. And I don't think the running backs, I think the running backs are the most important on the field, because we pick up blitz, we run the ball, and we catch the ball. So I think we do more than wide receivers, O-line, and maybe the quarterback, you know what I'm saying? So I think it's the running back job is really important. Oh, nah, man. I think I'm a natural running back. I think I'm a natural. I might not be strong as him, but I know I can help you. I can ground out and get 5 yards and get 4 yards or 6 yards, and maybe I can bang it for a touchdown. So, I mean, AP is one of the power, the strongest running back, explosive running back, but I think also I'm also the same type of running back as him as well. You gotta have motivation to do it, man. Just like you gotta be hungry. You just gotta go and feel like, man, you gotta go knock their head off before they knock you off. So I mean that's my job, man. I love contact, and I just don't like getting embarrassing when a linebacker try to bull rush me. So man, if I gotta do ever, I told my running back, man, it's the Jamal Charles rule, 3 second rule. As long as you hold them up for 3 seconds, you good. Nah, I mean, if you're going to bull rush, I'm going to come back next play and cut you. So, if you want to bull rush me, I can play your game as well. I'm not the biggest and the strongest. So, I mean, if I'm going to test him first. So, if he try to come up to me, I'm going to try to cut him and chop his legs off. So, next time, that's going to slow him down.
When did you realize that was important on this level? Were you good at it in college?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I learned in college, if you can't block, you're going to be able to go to the next level. And I try to teach the guys still in the locker room now, man. The coaches, they look for backs so that on third down that can help the quarterback throw the ball. If you can't block, you can't play, and that's how I go in our room.
How different is the blocking scheme on this level compared to in college?
These guys bigger and stronger, and they know how to get. They use their hands, and they smarter. And you're playing against a lot of vet guys, like 33, 32 years old. So I mean, they know how to rush the pass rusher.
Now I said that in college, man. On one side, but like here, like you gotta be able to look at it all. Like, how tough is that, man?
It's tough, man. But you know what I'm saying? You gotta be in your mind. You gotta have the will to do it, man. You gotta have the will to go out there and want to knock somebody out. I mean, I don't like to get hit, so I mean, I'm gonna try to hit you before you hit me. So whatever I gotta do, I'm gonna hold you, hold your jersey, hold your leg. You're not getting to the quarterback.
Who's the toughest dude to block off the edge when he's coming at you?
I mean, I don't think anybody's hard. I mean, if you go out there and attack them and hold them for 3 seconds or 4 seconds, you good. If the quarterback don't get the ball in his hand for 4 seconds, I can't do nothing about that. I only can hold somebody up for so long. So, you know what I'm saying? As long as I hold them up for 3 seconds and do my job, I mean.
Okay, guys, thank you.
Thanks, man.